This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. This week, we've been following up with American communities affected by natural disasters this year, checking in on their recovery. In September, the U.S. Virgin Islands were hit by not one, but two Category 5 hurricanes in the span of 12 days. Hurricanes Irma and Maria knocked out electricity for nearly all of the island's 100,000 residents, wiped out homes and storefronts, and damaged hospitals and schools. Kenneth Mapp is the governor of the U.S. Virgin Islands, which includes St. John, St. Croix, St. Thomas, and other small surrounding islands. When I spoke to him, I asked him about those first days after the storms.
The first 12 days, we were trying to respond to Irma. We were dealing with life issues, rescuing people. Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines and Norwegian Cruise Lines in the immediacy were really very helpful in getting folks out. And we were responding to the needs of folks, particularly in St. Thomas, St. John, people that lost roofs, people that needed to get to shelters. So we were really recovering, clearing roads, and we had even started some power restoration on St. Thomas, St. John. And then, of course, 12 days later, Maria came to the south of the Virgin Islands where St. Croix is at. We literally had to start all over again.
So how is the recovery going so far?
Well, it's going well. We're back and open for business. We have cruise ships. The airlines are increasing their flights back. The main and secondary roads are pretty much clear. Schools are open. We have still medevaced our patients because our hospitals were severely damaged. So we have patients on four states on the U.S. mainland. Power restoration is still moving. The drivers for our economy is really going to be reconstruction as the insurance claims are paid, as businesses start reconstructing, as homes start reconstructing. And then, of course, much of the federal assistance that goes to individuals and that will go to the government, all of those will drive the economy, creating jobs and getting people back out to work.
Governor Mapp, how long do you think this recovery will take?
Well, from beginning to when we say we've put the last nail in the last building, well, you can expect maybe 4 to 5 years. I try to give people reference points. Louisiana is a lot bigger. Katrina hit a lot more land. It's 12 years out. And Louisiana is still under recovery. Hurricane Sandy is 6 years out. Folks are still, the federal government is still spending money to repairs in places in New York and New Jersey and Long Island affected by Sandy. It's just disasters require long-term recovery because, particularly in our case, we're talking about a lot of mitigation and resilience in terms of the power system, get a bit of it underground. We are going to build smaller hospitals and harden them and make them smarter. We don't need 250 bed hospitals. We're going to 100, 125 on each island. We lost 9 schools. We're going to rebuild 6 of them. This is just going to be a long process, and we try to manage that expectation. But, you know, it gets better. Each month gets better, and it just provides tremendous dollars in the economy, and it provides jobs. And so we just have to do what's required.
Kenneth Mapp is the governor of the U.S. Virgin Islands. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.